is calling from Andover. He's listening to the Catholic Answers podcast. Rusty, welcome to Catholic Answers. What's your question?
Hi. So there's been a lot of stuff in the news about canonization and Catholicism. I drive a lot for work, and I have run across a St. Mark's Episcopal Church.
Yes.
And a St. Andrew Lutheran Church. So I'm wondering, how does canonization work for Protestants?
Yes.
Or just, like, even kind of that terminology, just saying,
right.
Like I said, St. Mark for Episcopals and St. Andrew for Lutherans.
Well, Rusty, they steal it from us. That's the bottom line. Remember, Rusty, that I kind of say that tongue-in-cheek, but the canonization process did not begin as a formal process of the Holy Father until the 9th century. Saints were understood as such by what we call popular acclamation. In other words, there's never been a canonization process for St. Peter.
Or Francis of Assisi, for that matter.
That's right. It was commonly by popular acclamation that I didn't know St. Francis of Assisi.
He didn't have a canonization process. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew he was a saint.
I thought he was declared as one of the fastest ones ever, actually.
Maybe he just skipped the process.
Yeah, I think so.
We talked about that last hour, that it is the prerogative of the Pope to do that, but yes. In the case of John 23rd.
Yeah, he was declared a saint by a Pope, but he was done so in very rapid fashion.
Right.
Yeah. But at any rate, the bottom line is that because in Christian culture, Rusty, these saints were acknowledged, both canonized saints and the saints by popular acclamation, you find that in a lot of Protestant denominations, they've just kind of inherited. I said tongue-in-cheek, they stole it. They didn't really steal it. They inherited it, and that's a good thing, I suppose, right? So they'll refer to. I can remember now, just off the top of my head, I can remember Jimmy Swaggart in sermons would say, I'm reading now from the Gospel of St. John,
mm-hmm.
right? Even though he doesn't even believe in saints.
Right.
You know, that's just I would guess that phenomenon that you see of Protestants just kind of inheriting. And let's face it, folks, we could talk about a lot more that has been inherited by our Christian brothers and sisters from us,
right.
Like this book I'm holding in my hand.
He's holding a Bible for those of you listening.
The 27 books of the New Testament you don't have without the Catholic Church. But thanks for your call, Rusty.
I'm very good.